Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIU. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. God is doing awesome things. And I am so excited about the goodness of the Lord because he has done what? Great things. For me, God has done damn great things in my life. I give him praise for his work in my life. And his work has begun here. And you know that the scripture says, he who began a what?
A good work.
Mm-hmm. He has begun a what?
A good work
in me. He's able to bring it to what?
Pass.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
To completion.
He's going to be, he's going to work with me until it is what?
Complete.
Mm-hmm. I pray on this Thursday morning that the Lord, who has started a work in your life, you'd allow him to complete it. So let's submit to the Lord and let's cry out with us in this month. This is my month of restoration. And if my life is restored, let's cry out for other people's life to be restored. Let's pray that prayer. Lord, restore good marriages in our time. Restore our home. Restore our husband, our children. Let's cry out. Let's pray those prayers this morning. Lord, restore good health. Mm-hmm. Pray. If you have good health, then pray for somebody who has bad health. That means it's your job and my job to pray for those who doesn't have health.
Mm-hmm. And the Bible tells us that in James chapter 5, verse 14, is anyone among you sick?
Yeah.
Let them call for the elders of the church. Now, if they're the elders of the church, they've been around and they're strong enough to come when you call
to
pray
and
let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
And the prayer of faith will save the sick.
Right.
And the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed any sins, he will be forgiven. That was James chapter 5, verses 14 through 15. So there is power in prayer. There is healing available to each and every one of us through the blood of Jesus Christ. So all on Tuesday, we were talking about restoration of health. And today we are going to move into restoration of finance. So we're going to start in Psalm 115, verse 14. May the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. Powerful verse. I'm going to read it again. That's Psalm 115, verse 14. May the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. May the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. Powerful. Who's going to give us increase? The Lord. Not only just to satisfy right now, but to our children, to be able to pass on as an inheritance onto our children. Why is it the Lord that gives us increase? Because it is him who has given us the power to be able to get wealth. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, the Bible tells us, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. So it's the Lord God who has given each and every one of us power to be able to get wealth. Now, when we have power in different areas, power in everything that we have plugged into the wall, into our extension cords, when there is power, it's for a purpose, to do something. There's a function that's plugged in to the power. The power alone will just burn you up if you just try to go directly the power. And there's something to function in. There's something to do. So God, he has given each and every one of us a functional ability to be able to generate wealth. Why? So that he could establish his covenant that he swore to your fathers as it is this day. So what's the purpose of us operating in wealth? To establish his covenant and to fulfill those promises to previous generations, to be a solution in the earth realm, to show the power of money restoration. When you pray for somebody says, oh, pray for me. I need a place. Pray for me. I need to get my car fixed. Pray for me. Yeah, you could pray for them and they appreciate it. But if you have the power to be able to pray for them and pay for it,
that's it.
they're gonna start to dance.
Yeah, that's it right there. That's it right there. And this scripture, Diane, is so, the devil so twisted scripture. Mm-hmm. And you know who he twisted with? A Christian. Mm-hmm. So let me say something here this morning. I'm coming mm-hmm. straight to us Christian. He twisted this scripture among the Christian. Now, the ungodly, this scripture is a straightforward scripture. Elon Musk, this scripture is straightforward. He got power to get wealth. He can do what he's going to do. He got power. Does rocket going up, he got power. Does new car, that Tesla, he got power. There's no twisted. The only part of that is twisted is he doing it. Is he giving it to the mission of God? That money, is it going to do the work of God? The people that put up all those billboard advertising abortion have power. Those billboards are not up there for cheap. Mm-hmm. So when I read this scripture, what happened to us, Diane? Mm-hmm. Because we prayed mm-hmm. as true believers to talk about money. Because somehow money and my faith doesn't work. My faith is working. And I can talk about my faith, but don't talk about money. And you just says some person in need, it's easy to pray for him. Oh, let me pray. But can you meet that need? I see when Jesus was here, Diane, every person that comes to Jesus, he meet that need. There was not one person come to Jesus and he said them, okay, something going to happen. It happened then. Mm-hmm. So when I read the scripture, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, because it is him who give you the power. The ungodly don't remember that. They got the power to get wealth and forget. And then they are reckoning coming. Mm-hmm. Just tell me. Because when you get money, it's not for you. It's to do what God intend to get done here in the earth realm. And I'm going to teach on this with no apology. Every dollar that you got is not for you. You don't own it. Because I never see Diane, a dead man, take any of that money that he says he owns. Mm-hmm. He leave it. He comes here, he sees it, and he's going to leave it here. Mm-hmm. It's not yours. Mm-hmm. It's not mine. We're only what? Steward of it. And God wants us to be what kind of steward? Good steward. See a need? Meet that need. See a need? Meet that need. See a need? Meet that need. That's the plans of God for that money. When you get power, he give you the power to generate your wealth. It's for you to meet needs. It's for you to do the work of evangelism. It's for you to go out and use that money to bring lost people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Is you to use that money and the recovery of sight to those that blind. Is you to use that money as a child of God and make sure that the devil don't run all over God's people in the earth realm. Is you to solve some of those problems. Are you going to be a problem solver or just talk about it or pray about it? I don't want to pray about it, Lord. I want to be a problem solver. Lord, use me. Let me be a problem solver. Let me help someone that truly in need. Let me be the answer to that man's prayer. Let me be the answer to that woman's prayer. I feel that this morning as I come into you. Our prayer should be, Lord, let me be the answer to that prayer, to that need. Because God put us in this earth realm to meet needs.
He who has the deed has the final say.
That's right.
He who has the deed has the final say. So whoever owns the home, whoever owns the commercial plaza, the commercial space, they have the final say. So that's how the community is being built, by who holds the deed. So if you have a deed to a commercial plaza, you have the final say of what types of businesses come in there and do business. So if we want to, like they say, clean up our cities or want certain representation in our cities, then we have to have the deed to that property. And that only comes by being the head. If we want to have the final say over who lives next to us and what opportunities are in our neighborhood, then we have to have the deed to that. If we want to see more a place to help mothers, a place for the homeless to live, if we have the deed, then we have the say, and we could call that place as it is. But what we want to do is we just want to walk around, drive around, and point to places and talk about what people should do, but we have no say because we don't hold the deed. When we hold the deed, then we have the say. And in the garden, God told them to tend and to keep it. So he gave them what they needed. He gave them their perpetual supply, and they were to tend and to keep it. And because of disobedience, then the curse came, and it turned into toiling.
Yes.
But a couple pages after the curse of the ground, and we see that the curse of the ground was broken through Noah's sacrificial giving. And God says that he wasn't going to curse the ground again, that they would not have to be in that state of continual toil. And a lot of our mindsets are still in that continual state of toil, where we're trying to produce something out of nothing. But God has already given us the power to generate wealth. He has already given us the provision to tend.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.